Ministry. Call a friend. Call someone there. Welcome to the 21st century electrifying prophetic ministry. Call a friend. Call someone in need of a prophetic word from God. Open up your closed mind and let us get ready to receive the electrifying prophet H.C. Lockhart.
Everybody
say amen.
So let the church,
your undivided attention this morning, far as my voice can be heard and ready your line. This is your humble servant, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the original Georgia prophet. I want you to call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that Reverend H.C. Lockhart is now on dial. Tell them to turn that dial right now to 100.5 FM. And we're going into the word, the prosthetic word of God. I want you to call your mama, call your sister, call all your friends. And tell them to turn that dial right now to 100.5 FM. And we going into the Word of God. And I want you to get paper and pencil and get your Bible. And get your Bible and turn to the book of Mark, St. Mark. The 4th chapter and the 14th verse through the 20. And start reading. I'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Well, let the church
say.
Beloveds. All right, now do you have your Bibles? I want you to turn to the St. Mark, the 14th chapter. Oh my God, because we wanna talk about sowing into the Word. Sowing into the Word. Oh my God. How powerful that sounds. Sowing into the Word. Oh my God. Get ready now.
And it read like this: the sower sowed the word. And these are they by the wayside, while the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taken away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony grounds, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness and have no roots in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward, when an affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, as they hear the word, and these and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches and the lusts of all things enter in and choke the word, and it become unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as they hear the word and receive it, bring forth fruit 30-fold, some 60, and some hundreds. Oh, my beloveds, do you understand what you're reading? Sown on rough ground, stony ground. And many of us have sowed on that rough and stony ground, and it haven't taken root. Because it must take root in order to grow in the word of God. Men are sown on stony grounds. Oh, my beloveds. That's why when I'm saying when the wind blow, when the storm come, oh, my God, you got to sow into good ground. You got to be rooted down in the word of God, in his word, because God's word is real. And that's why when I'm saying the people are going through the transition way they are, because they are sowing on stony ground, rocky ground. You got to sow into good soil. You got to sow the word, the seeds, and what I'm saying, in good soil. The farmer sow into rich and fertile grounds. And then what I'm saying, you can receive a great harvest, because you got to sow in that special place, the word of God. Oh my God, do you hear me? I want you to call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the prophet of God is on down. Many don't know how to sow. Many of you must, you got to plant your seed. You got to plant it in good ground. Not stony ground, because it's not going to grow. It may come up, and it will wither away. The word of God, oh my God, will wither away if you don't sow right. And many, what I'm saying, are in predicaments. And while what I'm saying, you are in that predicament that you are in, because you sowed your seeds in stony ground. And yes, it come up, but frustration, temptation, all those negative things have came against you. But when you sow into good ground, in fertile ground, because in the word of God, if it come up, what I'm saying, in your spirit, in your heart, because things going to come against you. All of these things going to come against you. Now, I want you to listen and listen very closely. Men that don't believe in sowing, but if you sow, you shall reap. If you sow in your knees, God, when I stand, going to bless you. If you sow in your knees and sow in the word of God, do you hear me, mama? Do you hear me, sister? I want you to call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the prophet of God is on the radio. And tell them to turn that dial right now to 100.5 FM radio. The prophet is on dial. This is yours truly, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the original Georgia prophet. I want to pray for you on today, sister, by faith. And I want to share this apostolic word of God. And I'm going to give you what I'm saying, the seeds, the soul. I want you to write down my mailing address, and I want you to send me a letter to this week. Don't let nothing stop you, because I want to send you the seed of the word of God. Oh, my God, I want you to get ready now. Get ready for the blessing of God to penetrate your spirit, to penetrate your heart by faith. Now write down the prayer line phone number. Now you don't want to, if you want prayer, I'm going to pray for you. Prayer and God's blessings, is no, you can't put no price on it. They are free. Salvation is free. Because God let his only begotten son come to this evil, destructive world and bring a change to the people. Oh my God, Jesus. Yes, it's about Jesus on today. I know what I'm saying. You believe in something. Whatever you believe in, okay, I'm not judging you. But I believe in the word of God, because God said in his word, he spoke his word in the beginning, and then he speak it, and it shall not pass away. His word, when he spoke his word, we cannot do nothing with the word, but accept the word, because the word of God is true. And John, what it say? The truth will set you free. Will set your trouble free through the word of God. Now we gonna sow into the word on to this week. Oh my God. Now write down my mailing address where you can send me your prayer requests. I want your name. I want your address where I can send you this seed by faith, the seed of the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Let somebody say, thank you. Let me hear somebody say, amen. I don't hear nobody saying amen. Oh, my God, what's wrong with you? Now, write down this prayer line phone number. Many, what I'm saying, can't take the phone number down because the devil got you blocked, got you all messed up. That's right. That's right, man. I'm going to start prophesizing here now. Now, if you need a prophecy upon your life, you call the prophet of God. Because I'm about what I'm saying, the holy word of God. Now, write down the phone number, 478-324-3464. 478-324-3464. Write it down. You call me and you put your name on this list. It don't cost you nothing. Do you want what I'm saying, help, woman? Do you want help, man? You that are in trouble there. You that are about to lose your job. You that are having financial difficulty, you that are having problems there in the home, you that are having problems with your wife, with your husband, you that are about to go to jail, you that are facing that court case, that lawsuit, you need to, what I'm saying, sow into the word. Oh, my God, because you've been sowing into stony saw rocks, my God. Yes, it comes up, but it don't last long. That's right. Why it don't last? Cause you sowed into the wrong saw. And that's why you're sowing. You're sowing in the wrong thing, woman. That's how come you're having the confusion there in your home, on your job. Oh, my God. Now, write down the prayer line phone number. I want to talk to you. I want to tell you something. I want to pray for you. You don't know it all. Can't nobody tell you anything. Because you think you know it all. I'm talking to those millennials, them young people out there. That's the one. Oh, my God. They know it all. Can't tell them nothing. Oh, my God. I know. Because I was the same way when I was coming up. But everything my mother and father told me, it said, you make your bed hard, you're going to lay in it. Huh? If you make your bed hard, you're going to lay in it. I didn't understand that. But oh, as I went on up the road, that's right. Everything they shared with me, it came true. And now the word of God, my God, it's true. And you can have the seed and you can sow it in the wrong place. And the wrong, that's what I'm talking about. Write down my mailing address if you got faith. Some people don't believe in nothing. But I believe in the word of God. Oh, my God. But I had to go through something. I had trials and tribulation. I have faced difficulties, problems. I've had to make different decisions. But I want to say no. That if you sow in the word of God, and if you sow it in the right place, it's going to come up. Oh, my God. I want you to write down my address now. Address all letters to Reverend H.C. Lockhart. Reverend H.C. Lockhart. Post Office Box 189. Post Office Box 189. That's my address. Macon, Georgia. Macon, Georgia. Zip code 31202. The zip code is 31202. All right now. I'm giving you the word, giving you the scripture. And I want you to read that. And I want you to share it with your friends, with your share it with your friends and your family and your relatives. St. Mark, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse through the 20. And you read that and let it come a part of you. Because I want to tell you, woman, you've been sown in the wrong place. Man, I want to tell you something. You've been sown in the wrong place. In the wrong place. It's time to sow in the right place. Sow into the word. Yes, you've been sown. Amen. And what I'm saying, go to church. Go to church every Sunday that they can. And they have been sown in the wrong place. The wrong saw. And that's true. And that's no lie. My God. Because the devil got you all confused. Got you mixed up. Got you crossed up. Got you all messed up. Because that's what you've been doing. You've been sowing in the wrong place. Now you start sowing into God's word. And I guarantee you what I'm saying, if you sow in the right saw, and that word of God, that word come up, you can't beat it. Because God's word is true. God's word is positive. You've been sowing in negativism things. And that's all you do. Start thinking positive, because God's word is positive. God's word is true. There's no doubts in the word of God. I want you to hear the old Georgia prophet on today. I want you to hear me this morning, my beloved. You that are messed up, you that are crossed up and you don't even know it. And you go to church and you shout and you believe and get emotional. And but what I'm saying, you don't know what I'm saying, how to sow. You're sowing in the wrong place. And that's true. Many, what I'm saying, have their own belief. And when you try to talk to them and tell them about what I'm saying, the true word of God, they get angry. They get frustrated. They don't want to, what I'm saying, hear the truth. But I know what I'm saying, the word of God is true. Oh, my God. We know that the word of God is true. And Jeremiah, the 20th chapter in the 9th verse, what it say? Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak anymore in his name. But the word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was wearied with forbearing, and I could not stay still. That word, when I'm saying, if you sow in the right place, if you sow, what I'm saying, in the right place, oh my God. And that, what I'm saying, that word will come a part of your spirit. His word. His word, what I'm saying. I'm talking about God's word here. Oh, yeah, Jeremiah says, all shut up in my bone. That fire, you that fire, what I'm saying, I'm talking about that fire. That word of God will set you on fire. You better hear me now, one mama. You better hear me now, dad. Hear me now, deacon. Hear me now, preacher, whatever you profess to be. All right now, this is your old original Georgia prophet. And I want to pray for you. Now, write down my phone number now. Don't be afraid to call me and talk to me, and I'll pray for you. I'll give you your prophecy. I'll give you what I'm saying, what you need, what God say give you. I will give you the word of God, the apostolic word of God. You hear me on this morning. That prayer line phone number is 478. Area code 324-3464. Once again, the prayer line phone number is open. Open right now, and you call and you plant your seed in the word of God. That phone prayer line phone number is 478-324-3464. Call me. I'm awaiting your call. You that are in trouble. You that have been misled. You that are having financial problems. You that are having problems with your husband, with your loved one, having problems on the job, can't find no job. Oh, my God, there's a reason, because you've been sowing in the wrong place. You down, or crossed up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You there, the devil, been working with you all your life, and you, what I'm saying, don't know even know how to sow. But I'm going to share something with you now. On when you call me, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to place this seed in your spirit. And we're going to change things through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. All right, now get ready now. Get ready when I'm saying, and let the prophet of God pray for you by faith. Do get ready for the prophet of God to, when I'm saying, to prophesize upon you by faith. By faith. By faith. The mustard seed, with God, all things are possible. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can look yonder at the mountain. And say, mountain, do you know what I'm talking about? And say, walk by faith, not by sight. Now call me down. That prayer line phone number is 478-324-3464. Now get ready, what I'm saying, and call the prophet of God. Because this prophet is getting ready, what I'm saying, to close this broadcast. And remember, next Sunday, the same time, 8 a.m. Oh, my God. The broadcast will be coming live, coming back to you by faith. Get ready now. God bless you now, and God keep you until I see you. I'll see you and talk to you next Sunday, 8 a.m. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Good morning.